Hi, this is Vicki Woodyard, and I'd like to talk for a few minutes about how to return to silence when your mind is chattering away. First of all, silence is pure conscious energy, the source to which we return when we catch ourselves thinking like crazy. One way to do it is call inner stop. And you'll notice that when you say those words to yourself, the thoughts will scurry away. Now, how do we maintain that silence for at least a few minutes? Just follow my voice and let's see what comes up. Vernon Howard gave us a wonderful one-sentence exercise. Work hard, gathering energy when you have no problems. Now that's a simple sentence, very practical. And we don't have to do anything about it but repeat it. You see, essence can hear that sentence. Feel the silence. The silence is palpable, and it is the only cure for the noisy mind. Work hard, gathering energy. That means take your life back. Get your life back from your noisy thoughts. There is no right or wrong way to do it. There's just doing it. And silence is the mirror of our essence, which comes down from the stars, as Mr. Howard said. He said, one day you will know that you are a part of Mars. The silence is your birthright, and the mind has stolen it from you. Another thing to do is to watch each thought as it comes to you from out of the blue, because thoughts are not yours. They happen to you when you're mechanical, when you're not paying attention, when your sentry is not on duty. Thoughts are not your friend. They pose as your friends. They think they can tell you how to arrive at a decision that's driving you crazy. They think that they can insulate you from the pain that society inflicts on you. Nothing could be further than the truth. Silence is the highest teaching. I believe Ramana Maharshi said that. Everything else is just pointing to silence. Connecting to your breath connects you to silence. It puts you back in your body where you can now relax your shoulders and your neck and just breathe. Oh, here we are. We are either in heaven or we are in hell. There is no third choice. This is something else Vernon Howard said. You're either going up or you're going down. Going down is going down into thought. Going up is rising above thought and into the silence. So work with that sentence. Work hard gathering energy when you have no problems. You'll know what that means. And if you can repeat that sentence anytime you can remember to, you will put energy back into your essence, so it'll be there when you need to call on it. Thank you for listening.